This is The Mountain Life. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Mary Beth Maziarz. Today on The Mountain Life, we explore what really drives healthy aging and long-term vitality. Family medicine physician Timothy Derler is launching a new concierge medicine medical practice here in Park City focused on prevention, longevity, and personalized care.
He joins us this morning to discuss why the future of medicine may be less about treating disease and more about optimizing health before problems arise. We'll also hear from him about a talk taking place on June 24th at Black Rock Mountain Resort. It's called Longevity Simplified, and it's free. It promises to cut through the wellness hype and focus on the evidence-based habits that have the biggest impact on health, performance, and lifespan. Dr. Timothy Derler, welcome to The Mountain Life.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. You know, concierge medicine in this town, I think maybe 10 years ago there was one. There was one. And now you hear, it seems like it is the wave of medicine, at least in communities like this. For the person who doesn't know what concierge medicine is, can you tell us?
Sure. Concierge really, I think, really speaks to a personalized approach to medicine and just the healthcare system in general. Can get very bogged down and kind of depersonalized with care and you know, the volume of patients and things like that that you have with concierge. I think you really get back to that personalized approach with the patient, being able to spend enough time to really delve into, you know, not only health issues and medical issues, but even go deeper and further into really optimizing, you know, health and performance and health span over a lifetime.
Okay. So, well, I suppose then on the spectrum of concierge doctors out there practicing, there would be doctors who are just more focused on allopathic medicine, more Western medicine, all the way over to someone who's practicing more alternative or functional medicine. Is that how it goes, or are concierge doctors typically looking more at prevention and longevity and quality of life like you are?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's different approaches and different perspectives, but I think in the concierge space, or what we're looking to do with our practice with Ovation here, is that we're able to really kind of delve deeper and not just, you know, have an allopathic approach or, you know, alternative approach, but really be able to delve into, you know, some of those root causes we talk about and kind of functional medicine and kind of my background in nutrition and prevention, you know, really kind of factors into how we practice. And, you know, that's a lot of, you know, what, you know, and also doing additional training that I have in functional and anti-aging medicine. It really kind of allows you to have that complex, you know, care that's needed for, you know, the complexities of the human body.
Could you share a little bit about your background and what led you to discovering that concierge medicine was something you wanted to become involved with?
Sure. Yeah. So I had, like I mentioned, definitely even from the beginning going into through, you know, traditional medical school and things like that. Before that, I had actually wanted to be, planned to be a chef. and then had a degree in nutrition, biochemistry. And when I got into medical school, I was really appalled at how little they taught about nutrition and prevention. And so really developed one of the first longitudinal programs that is taught in medical school for nutrition. So that definitely colored, you know, everything I went into. And then I was practicing in Hawaii for almost 20 years, where there is definitely a real approach to, you know, kind of healthy lifestyle.
And holistic.
Yeah. Working with several different practitioners. And then I spent some time in Europe, living in Europe, and just seeing also a different lifestyle and just a different approach to, you know, stress management and, you know, kind of, you know, the food and social aspects and, you know, kind of a very different approach. So all of those things colored, you know, my experiences. And then a little over a year ago, I moved to Park City looking for the next step and being involved with SmartFit, which is another fitness and longevity program and method here, and kind of incorporating those and really looking at, talk about the next chapter of what I wanted to do in professional life. And like I said, really be able to spend the time to work individually with patients and really be able to delve deeper into kind of prevention and health span. So,
what are some of the differences that you saw in different places other than the continental U.S., like in Hawaii, in Europe? What are some of their approaches to healthcare that you wanted to bring back and make sure to highlight in your own practice?
Yeah, so definitely I would say both of those, and I feel like there is a good connection with that. I love the community in Park City as well, but really kind of that social connection I think is a big key. And a lot of people have, probably familiar now with like blue
starting
zones,
to be talked about, yes.
In areas where, around the world where there's these groups of, centenarians, people living to 100 plus. And a lot of, what I find is, there's, movement, there's a social connection, a sense of purpose, lower stress levels and things like that. And I think that really kind of colored the perception, even how, Europeans view, kind of taking vacations and taking time off and things like that. I think it all, that factors in a lot. I mean, definitely we look at performance and, like advanced diagnostics and testing, and there's a lot of interesting things in that field, and we definitely are bringing that into our practice. But I always like to go back to kind of those core pillars of longevity. That's really around sleep, exercise, nutrition, stress management, social connection, and kind of those toxins and what's in our environment. So kind of focusing on those things, I think, is still really the core. You can chase the latest, diagnostic and, tool or technology, but I always say it's like building a fancy house, but the foundation is in the sand, and it's just, what's going to happen.
If you're just joining us on The Mountain Life, we're having a conversation with Dr. Timothy Dorler. He is with Ovation Private Health, a concierge medical practice just opening here in Park City. Launching, if you know where SmartFit is, and I certainly do because I love SmartFit, it's near Walmart, it's near Taco Bell, Kimball Junction. And when do you officially open for business, or have you already?
We're saying we have a soft day. I am starting to see patients in a temporary location out of SmartFit. Our permanent office and location will be next door, and that's being built out right now. We're planning a grand opening. I don't want to give an exact date, but probably around mid-August or so, will be the official grand opening. But I am already starting to see patients and work with them.
Okay, great. It's interesting that you're also associated with SmartFit because, well, we had interviewed Connor Darnborough last year when he was still new, and I found it to be, a gym that doesn't just focus on one thing, like getting fit. It is multifaceted, and it's very much what you're talking about in, you're taking traditional medicine and saying that it's all about all of these other things. And gosh, isn't it interesting that health and fitness is really dictated by these really simple things like sleep? And it seems like, in our technologically advanced world, there are no hacks to getting a good night of sleep, for example. The more research we do on this, the more we find out that it is important. And then the other things you mention. And so how is it as a doctor going back, just going back to these basics and getting people to buy into that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really critical and essential. And, I think, people want to, pursue the latest, quick fix or pill, but it really is, getting back to those cores and the basics and really kind of, you know, focusing on those. And I think that's where, again, having that personalized medicine where you really have the time to spend and you're not rushed with a, you know, quick visit and having to move on to the next, where you can really explore kind of what are the issues. And, you know, we definitely have tools and technologies now to look at, you know, to measure some of these things. We can look at, you know, someone's sympathetic versus parasympathetic, you know, level, and, you know, are they activated, are they stressed, you know, we can look at their cortisol level. And there is ways to, you know, kind of adapt that will help with sleep, but it really takes time, you know, to really delve into those root causes of that, and it's very personalized and individualized. So that's what I find, you know, looking forward to, and what I find rewarding with this type of practice that we have.
Well, speaking of that, you know, so many of the large medical managed care groups have squeezed doctors into a position where they're forced to try to fit in as many patients as they can in a day. My dad was an eye doctor, and I watched that process change throughout his career. And people are accustomed to it. They don't like it, but they're accustomed to it. What is different about the concierge medicine approach that people could expect if they come and see you?
Sure. So I would say the biggest difference, you know, so we definitely start with a very comprehensive assessment. Again, going and looking at not just the typical, you know, medical history, what medications are you taking, allergies, you know, past medical problems, but really delving much deeper, looking into the nutrition component, you know, what your stress level is, how you're handling that, how your sleep is. So a very, very comprehensive assessment there. We also do much more diagnostic testing, from body composition analysis to looking at much deeper in terms of, you know, blood tests and biomarkers, and even looking into, you know, the gut microbiome and, you know, and that the factors that have into it, and even, you know, genetics comes into play. So there's functional genomics and epigenetics that we can actually target and tailor a program to. Wow. That we can actually really understand better, like how the genetics drive certain diets, you know, what type of, you know, whether you're a morning person, whether you're a night person, is intermittent fasting good for you? Is it, you know, how long is an optimal type of thing? What type of foods you should avoid? There's actually ways we can test that, and we really create a customized plan. And then in terms of, you know, follow-up, it's, you know, with the concierge model, like, you can always reach out, you can find me, we can talk about it, you know, there's no waiting, you know, oh, I don't have a, you know, doctor doesn't have an appointment for two, three weeks. No, we'll get on it right away and really be able to find the root cause and come up with a plan to kind of work on it.
And does that access sounds really nice, just because sometimes you feel like you have a question and it feels like you have to go through six layers of apps and stuff like that to even get your question posted, and then wait 48 hours. What is it like? Does somebody call? Do they text? Do they check in? How do they check in about how their progress is going?
Yeah, so we make it really easy. We eliminate all of those layers. So there's a direct, you know, messaging. Basically, you can text me anytime, 24/7. We can, you know, communicate that way. If it's, like, you know, best to do on a video, we can quickly switch to a video call, telemedicine. Yes. Because we have small volume of patients, if it need to be seen, can do that. Like I mentioned, we have the temporary office now, we'll have the permanent. I also have the technology to do, you know, home visit. You know, wow. I can go to your
house
home
calls. And, yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, and there's some, you know, really good, you know, technology that can help to do a lot of things virtually now with, you know, we have, you know, portable ultrasound and even kind of diagnostics and labs and things like that. Like, we can do a lot either in a remote or kind of virtual setting. Nice. Yeah.
It seems like with a lot of practitioners today, whether it's functional medicine or whatever it is, you're constantly needing to have your blood drawn and sent off to a lab, which I think is a big scam, because those labs are so expensive.
So expensive.
And, you know, for many of us, we have insurance that covers labs once a year. Mm-hmm. But there's always this desire to have more labs drawn for more things and to some other test in there. And I'm just wondering, for the consumer, for the patient, is there a system that, is there something that's less expensive? I mean, you mentioned that you have some labs that, or some technology that enables you to do that, but where are we on that whole world?
I do understand. And yeah, I think sometimes what happens with the, you know, with the current U.S. healthcare system is, you know, you see different providers, you go different places, and there's this disconnect. And I think, you know, there's unnecessary labs because you don't really know that patient. And so I think, again, having that personalized and, you know, really knowing kind of that patient, coordinating, you know, with any kind of specialists and things like that, I think we can, you know, only do the minimal necessary tests. And there are ways to, like we said, there's things you can do without, you know, beyond the testing and things like that. There are some new technologies as well that are kind of interesting that, you know, probably exploring, where now they can do it through the skin and we can monitor some basic tests and parameters where you don't have to go in and get the blood draw and things like that. So I think there's some new technologies there, but I think, you know, definitely value for that. But also, you know, want to be aware of that. And, you know, I don't think we need to over test or over treat as well.
Yeah. Good to know. Okay. So today is Wednesday. That means that a week from today, June 24th, and I have to remind myself of those kinds of things because the summer just goes by so quickly. But yes. A week from today, this next Wednesday, June 24th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m., this is the event that we mentioned taking place at Black Rock Mountain Resort at their Onyx Club. Is that like their health club?
Yes. Health club, social wellness club.
Okay.
I hear it's quite nice. I haven't visited it yet.
I've only seen their bar. great. So both you, Dr. Timothy Durler, and Connor Darnborough, who runs Smart Fit, and you guys are in collaboration, you're going to be giving a talk out there. Again, from 5:30 to 7 p.m., it's a free talk, and it is about longevity simplified. That's what it's called. What actually moves the needle for your health? So what will you guys be talking about?
Yeah, so it's really, like you said, what actually moves the needle in longevity. So it's really a clinical approach to health span, performance, and measurable aging. And we're going to have a talk and then definitely a Q&A. Kind of what I mentioned here in terms of looking at, you know, kind of sharing some of the advanced diagnostics, testings, and things like that around, you know, aging, health span, maybe get a little bit into, you know, popular topics around, you know, supplements, peptides, you know, things like that, what evidence is there. But then I always frame it back to what we talked about with those core pillars, and really kind of, you know, making sure that is the emphasis and the foundation. So, yeah, I think it'll be a fun evening. Excited for it, and hope there can be some good discussion that comes out of it.
Yeah. Park City is a funny place because, along with people who are ski bums and just kind of taking a year to find themselves, there are also a lot of really high-achieving people who live here and high-accomplishing people. What do you find, what kind of health guidance do you find gets the most resistance from people? Because sometimes we think we know everything. We think we're already on top of it. It's just a box we want to check. So what do you tell people where you find that they push back a bit?
I do think it's individualized, you know, different people. I think, and we talk being involved with SmartFit and kind of, you know, running that exercise program and kind of testing and measuring. And then what I talked about too, in terms of now we're able to really look into, you know, functional genomics and how the genetics factor into certain lifestyle parameters. I think people, especially high achievers and performers, have been, you know, maybe used to training a certain way or eating a certain way. And there is changes that happen, you know, as we age. And sometimes there's, you know, different ways to approach that. And I think sometimes it can be hard for people to, you know, kind of motivate and make that change, whether it's around, you know, nutrition or, you know, I think sleep and stress is a big one. And and I've found that, you know, kind of the benefits of some of the less flashier things and you know, working around, like, you know, breath work and, you know, meditation and taking time to kind of be quiet and really focus on some of those things versus, you know, more you know, kind of obvious, you know, kind of more, you know, strength training or something like that, you know, so.
And if people want to explore more about what you're doing with Ovation Health and your practice, how do they find you?
Yeah, so we do have a website. It's kind of a mouthful, so I encourage everybody just to Google Ovation Private Health or my name, Timothy Durler, and you'll get the link there. We can also there's phone number I can share as well, but probably the best way is, honestly, you know,
just Google it.
Google it. If you come into SmartFit, we have some information there. You can meet with me. Anybody's, you know, right now, anybody's welcome to, you know, kind of have a meet and greet and kind of free, you know, kind of consult session, kind of talk about, you know, approach to healthcare and see if it's something they're interested in.
Ovation Private Health. And by the way, Ovation Private Health is a financial underwriter of this show, The Mountain Lights.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your support. And we're happy to get the word out there. Okay, before we let you go, I have to know about peptides because, you know, there are these trends in health.
Yeah.
And peptides are trending.
Everybody's talking about
them. Oh, everyone's talking. And in my refrigerator, as we speak, I have a little vial of it got three letters and then a number, 157.
BPC 157.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And it's going to make my bum knee all better,
yes,
apparently, according to the world out there.
Yeah.
tell me about that.
Have you tried it yet?
No, why not? No, because apparently you have to inject it yourself, and I haven't quite gotten there.
Gotten comfortable with that.
Maybe I need to bring my little vial to you, and you tell me how to do it.
Definitely can do that. Yes, it's definitely a very, you know, like you said, trending, you know, hot thing. And that's probably one of the most common questions I get asked. What do you think about peptides? And I always start with, you know, peptides, it's a very broad category. You know, when you talk about peptides, it's a chain of amino acids that's smaller than a protein. And so it has a wide variety. I mean, there's, you know, hundreds, thousands of, you know, peptides out there. So, you know, in a broad category, it's hard to say, you know, yes, you know, I'm a proponent of every single peptide. That being said, there are several peptides that have a lot of science and data and backing behind them. Some are, you know, actually FDA approved, like the GLPs, right, for that everybody is also another trending topic, is a peptide. But there's a lot of non-FDA approved peptides that I think still have science and data behind them. BPC 157 is an example of that has shown a lot of benefit. I've seen patients really, you know, be very helpful with bad knees and other joints and things like that. So again, I like to approach it as a, you know, personalized, individualized, you know, approach, and I do use some of those, or we'll have that discussion, informed discussion with patients. So I think there is a lot of benefits there, but there's also a caveat that is that it's just such a broad category that you can't just blanket, you know, say peptides are good.
Biohack your way through it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And at least one healthcare professional has told me that, yeah, people strike out on their own injecting themselves, and they may not even be injecting it in the right place.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Maybe need
or
to
who knows
visit
what's
this.
Actually in it, depending on where you get it.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. And I definitely recommend that. Let's work together, talk about it. You know, there's more reputable sources and things like that. You can find it, and making sure you're using it appropriately, I think, is definitely the best way to approach it.
Okay. Because I want my my old knee to be 20 years old
again. Don't we all, Lynn? Don't we all?
That's right. Well, Dr. Timothy Derler, has been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for joining us, you and Ovation Private Health. And a reminder to everyone, it's next Wednesday, June 24th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Black Rock Resort. And does everyone know where that is?
Yeah, it's out on the road to Camas, yep, and on the left there. And it's really a nice place. And their bar is actually lovely. They've got a little Starbucks in there. So yeah, you can really cover all your bases before you go listen.
That's right. Yeah, the Onyx Club. And if you want to look that up, do you have this information on your website about the event? Or is that on the SmartFit website?
I don't believe it's on a general website. I think some of the social, Facebook and things like that have posted. But
right, yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. And I'm sure if you look up Onyx Club, O-N-Y-X Club at Black Rock Mountain Resort, you can find
information. I know they have it posted.
Because they have a monthly talk. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, okay. Different topics. So.
Well, that sounds good. All right, so Mary Beth, we'll go out there. We'll hit the bar first.
Yeah, we will.
And then we'll go to
then
the
we'll get
top.
A little espresso right after that. Then we'll go and engage, man. It's going to be great.
We'll talk longevity. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for stopping by the station this morning. It's nice to have you in the community.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doctor.